This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A lot of people have heard the term crowdfunding, but what it is and can it really help businesses and entrepreneurs? Well, they may not be so sure about that. So joining us live today to talk more about this are Kathleen Minogue, founder and CEO of Crowdfund Better, and Sayard Iverson, the director of the Idaho Women's Business Center. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gemma. Excited to be here.
So Kathleen, I want to start with you. Can we just start out with the basics? What is crowdfunding?
Great question. Crowdfunding at its most fundamental is small amounts of money from a large number of people. So just to give this something concrete, you can raise $10,000 from one person, but maybe you don't know someone who can invest $10,000 in your business. But you might know 10 people who could invest $1,000, or 100 people who could pre-buy your $100 product, or 1,000 people who want to donate to your nonprofit. It all adds up to $10,000. And that's the heart and soul of the mechanics of crowdfunding. On the other side is it's about community. It's about, you know, I compare it to 21st century barn raising. You know, you used to be limited to the people that you knew who were in your geographic area. And now that barn can be raised by people all over the world.
And Kathleen, when crowdfunding started, a lot of times, as you mentioned, I mean, we would see it maybe in the nonprofit sector. Is it changing at all? Or you know, are we seeing other type of organizations and businesses using crowdfunding? Because I mean, that idea of community doesn't necessarily have to stay in the nonprofit sector.
No, in actuality, crowdfunding started with artists. It started with a platform called ArtistShare back in 2003. And it was artists who were going out to their fans and saying, hey, I don't have the money to make an album, but if you'll pre-buy it, then I'll have the money to go into the studio and record it. And the nonprofit sector picked up on it. But when we look at a platform like Kickstarter, over $5 billion has been raised by solo entrepreneurs, board game makers, people with kitchen gadgets, you name it, someone has used it to help with that product launch. Also in 2012, Congress passed the Jobs Act. And this was a pretty big deal because for 80 years, the everyday investor could not invest in a private company. And so this Jobs Act created certain exemptions or exceptions from, you know, having to do an initial public offering. And now there are businesses that are using crowdfunding to raise investment. So it really has grown. The ecosystem has grown. And as I like to say, there's really a place for everybody in it. You just have to use your imagination and figure out where you fit.
And then Sayard, talk to us about the Idaho Women's Business Center, because you're partnering with Kathleen's organization, Crowdfund Better.
Absolutely. We partnered with Crowdfund Better after identifying the large need for funding for small businesses, where a lot of small businesses can't go straight to the bank and ask for that money for whatever reason, or maybe their project is small and they don't have the need for a large SBA loan. So recognizing that need, crowdfunding definitely fit that need, especially through, you know, some of the things that we've been going through the first part of this year. We realized that, you know, we need to provide them an opportunity to go to their communities and allow the communities to be involved with the businesses as well. And so this was just a great opportunity for us to join forces with Kathleen and Crowdfund Better and offer an opportunity that hadn't been offered before for a business center.
So together, the IWBC and Crowdfund Better, you launched Crowdfund Idaho. And this is an education and training program. Sayard, I'll start with you. Talk to us about, you know, why you decided to partner and create this program.
We were really looking for a way to provide that opportunity. And, you know, Kathleen and the Crowdfund Better already had a platform that they had developed. And so being able to partner with them allowed us to bring the pieces of a business center and the marketing education and all of the other types of education that benefit our businesses, but also bring in Kathleen's education about crowdfunding and how we can bring the two of them together to just really help businesses not only be successful financially, but it provides a marketing education and really it renews their view of their business and they're able to remember their why. And the partnership together has just really created an opportunity unlike anything else that we had explored.
So Kathleen, how does it work then? They go basically through the program and then can they launch a crowdfunding opportunity at that point?
Yes. We've been educating entrepreneurs, Crowdfund Better, for over 8 years, and we've built a process that kind of slows entrepreneurs down because we saw a lot of entrepreneurs launching campaigns before they had put the wheels under the bus, so to speak. So the programs, you know, it's education and then strategy and then finding the places where we could strengthen their marketing capacity. And we did the training. And then what's unique about Crowdfund Idaho, then most entrepreneurs would go to platforms you've heard of like Kickstarter or Indiegogo, right, or they move on to investment crowdfunding campaigns. With Crowdfund Idaho, we are also offering donation and rewards campaigns, a platform to use to launch their actual campaigns. And for anyone who doesn't want to use the platform or is doing investment, which we can't do on our platform because of SEC regulations, we can rebroadcast their stories to the Idaho community. And so it's pretty special to have a place that Idaho can see Idaho businesses and Idaho community projects all in one place.
So before I wrap this up with the two of you, can anyone be a part of this Crowdfund Idaho, go through the program, and how do folks find out about it?
The place to go is www.crowdfundidaho.com. There's a button there that says apply now, and anyone can apply. And really, it's your sweat, your willingness to do the work that moves you from one step of the process to another. I'm also encouraging people who are just curious about crowdfunding and maybe some people who are listening who think they know a business or a business owner who would be great for crowdfunding, someone who they know their community loves them and they know they need some support, particularly right now with, you know, the pandemic, to go and also encourage that business owner to join. On Monday, November 16th, we're doing a live event at 7 p.m., broadcasting from Jump. But it's a virtual event that anyone can join, and we'll be explaining more about the program, giving people a chance to nominate businesses, and also sharing the stories of people who are crowdfunding, like Lori Shandro of the Treefort Music Festival, and introducing you to some of the participants who are already working through the process.
I want to thank both of you for coming on and talking about this. Some exciting times. Also, we should note there is a Spanish-speaking part of this for folks who may have businesses, and that is, then they are Spanish speakers. We've been talking with Kathleen Minogue, founder and CEO of Crowdfund Better, and Syard Iverson, the director of the Idaho Women's Business Center. Thank you both so much. More Idaho Matters next. ¶¶